From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This summer, an Israeli and a Palestinian drafted a statement of principles for a peace agreement between their peoples. The principles were mostly familiar from the last round of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks nearly 2 years ago. But 2 years ago in Israeli-Palestinian relations feels like an eon ago. Joining us from our New York bureau is the Israeli co-author of those principles, Ami Ayalon. Mr. Ayalon's Palestinian partner is the philosophy professor and president of Al-Quds University, Sari Nusseibeh, whom we've spoken to in the past. Mr. Ayalon is a former chief of the Israeli Navy and former head of the Israeli General Security Service. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Welcome.
Here's a very brief summary of the statement of principles that you and Dr. Nusseibeh drafted. Two states, Israel and a demilitarized Palestine. The border between them would be the 1967 ceasefire lines with some territorial swaps on a one-for-one basis, presumably to bring some Israeli settlements within Israel, all other settlers and settlements out. The West Bank and Gaza would be connected in some way. In Jerusalem, patches of Israeli and Palestinian sovereignty, and for Palestinian refugees, compensation and return to the state of Palestine, not Israel, and after implementation, an end to the conflict. The question, in short, I know I've seen polls showing that large numbers of Israelis and Palestinians might agree to all this, but this seems so far from everything happening now between Israelis and Palestinians. How can you conceivably get from here to there?
Well, this is the main problem. I mean, I think that what we have to do is to jump into the future. The whole idea is to present a vision of the future and to hope that it will influence our politicians, our leaders on both sides, that will accept it if it will be supported by enough people on both sides. Up to now, we have 160,000 people on both sides that signed already.
Dr. Nusseibeh, in the past, has effectively agreed to Israeli terms to forego a Palestinian right of return to Israel. That seems to not be a deeply popular position among Palestinians. Is it realistic to think the Palestinians are about to concede a right of return to Haifa, Tel Aviv, Ashkelon?
Yes. I think that we can see today it was too difficult to see it in the past, but today this taboo will be broken. You know, what Ehud Barak made on the Israeli side was, in a way, to break all our taboos. Jerusalem settlements, etc. And the Palestinian leadership never had the courage to do it. And I think that today Palestinians start to understand it, that if they really want a Palestinian state, this is something that they will have to give up.
On the Israeli side, as you say, Ehud Barak, when he was prime minister, broke a lot of Israeli taboos about Jerusalem, also about settlements.
All of them.
But the news is that there actually now is a new expansion of settlement housing going on right now. Clearly, there's a lot of political influence wielded in Israel by the settler movement.
Yes, but we have to understand that the majority of Israelis can accept it only because the feeling is that there is no partner, there is no one to talk with. The moment that we shall see Israelis that there is a Palestinian partner, the whole idea is that the majority will create as the Israeli agenda. I think that Israelis today understand that this is something that we shall have to give up if and when we shall have a Palestinian partner.
If each side, the Palestinians and the Israelis, were to make some gesture right now that could in some way get things moving in a more positive direction, what would that be? What would each side do most constructively right now?
Again, I know that this is a strange answer, but to agree on the future. Once we agree on the future, the present will be much easier. A captain who does not know where he wants to sail, there is no wind on earth that will bring him there. We have first to decide where we want to go or where we want to sail.
Ami Ayalon, you are the former head of the Israeli Navy, we should add appropriately to that answer,
yes,
and also former head of the General Security Service. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.